Chapter number 3, Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam, the words of nectar from the devotees. Anukulyasya Sankalpaha, acceptance of the favorable. Verse by Srila Guru Maharaj. Everything should be done that encourages the service of Sri Krishna and his devotee, and whatever is conducive to the state of exclusive surrender must be executed. Such a firm conviction is called Anukulyasya Sankalpaha, acceptance of the favorable. Introduction. Of everything favorable, Hari Sankirtan, performed by souls surrendered unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari, is paramount. Verse by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra. May the Sri Krishna Sankirtan be all victorious in its pristine glory. This congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord cleanses the looking glass of consciousness, extinguishes the raging forest fire of material existence, and spreads the benediction moon rays that cause the lotus of the heart to bloom. This chanting is the life and soul of divine consorthood. Expanding the ocean of pure ecstasy, it is the flavor of full nectar at every moment, bathing and cooling the entire self. Introduction. These four jewels are accepted as the greatest treasure favorable to the performance of Hari Kirtan. Verse by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra. One who knows himself more insignificant than a blade of grass, who is as forbearing as a tree, and who gives due honor to others without desiring it for himself, is qualified to sing the glories of Lord Hari constantly. Introduction. To render service to the devotees according to their respective qualifications is conducive to pure devotion. And the verse is by Sri Rupa Goswami, and a Bengali verse is also composed here by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the translation of which is in verse 4. Knowing Krishna and his name to be identical truth, one embraces exclusively the holy name's path. And thus who is initiated into chanting the name properly should be mentally respected as a member of the family. And he who serves Krishna by constant worship of the name, within his heart ere residing at Sri Vrindavan Dham, know him an intermediate devotee, make obeisance at his feet, and keep him as a faithful friend in your thought and deed. And who, by internal service to the name, knows his divine identity, sees Krishna, only Krishna, in every form and entity. Seeing nothing separate from Krishna in the entire creation, he sees all souls equally serving Krishna's predilection. Know such a veteran votary, most honored and most cherished. Serve him in thought, word and deed, with heart's fulfillment relished. With obeisance inquiry, service, him in all respects entreat. By the grace of such a great soul, we can reach Lord Krishna's feet. Introduction. Because of their favorability, the six qualities beginning with enthusiasm should be honored. This next verse is also by Sri Rupa Goswami, and a corresponding Bengali verse by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is translated in verse form as follows. Within, without, he who serves with one enthusiasm will gradually attain to the rarest pure devotion. In devotion to Lord Krishna, one who has two firm faith is a person loyal and devoted on the path. And if Sri Krishna's service he fails to attain, yet practices with three patience, devout is such a man. 4. That which serves Lord Krishna for only Krishna's pleasure, in such action the devotee can never feel anger. 5. Abandoning the company of the non-devotee, ever with devotees, the devout serve Sri Hari. 6. following the pure devotee's direction on the path, the true devout practice as a matter of life and death. Who follow these six qualities qualify for pure devotion. They purify the universe by their preaching mission. Introduction. Only renunciation in devotion, Yukta Vairagya, is favorable. Verse by Sri Vyasadeva. A person with genuine insight will accept only as much facility as needed to fulfill his personal necessity. Over or under acceptance of one's due measure may cause a fall from spiritual practices. Introduction. Within renunciation in devotion, Yukta Vairagya, the foremost principle is to see everything in relationship to Lord Krishna, Krishna Sambandha Jnana. And the verse by Srimad Uddhava. Adorned with the articles that have been offered to you, such as garlands, fragrant clothing, and ornaments, we, your personal servitors who partake of your holy remnants alone, will certainly be able to conquer your illusory energy, Maya. Introduction. The fundamental objective is to maintain constant remembrance of Sri Hari in every time, place, and circumstance. And the verse by Sri Vyasadeva. If persons engaged in the devotional service of Lord Hari are unable to obtain food and shelter despite their attempts, or if their acquisitions are lost or destroyed, they should, without anxiety, absorb their hearts deeply in the thought of Lord Hari. Introduction. This is accomplished only when one can see the grace of the Supreme Lord in every situation. The verse by Lord Brahma. One who, in the hope of achieving your grace, goes on enduring the inauspicious fruit of his own karma and passes his days practicing devotion unto you in every thought, word, and deed, such a person is heir to the land of freedom. He attains to the plane of positive immortality. Introduction. Only by the association of pure devotees, Sadhu Sangha, is everything happily achieved. In the verse by the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. The attainment of heaven or liberation cannot even slightly compare with the immeasurable fortune gained by the association of an associate of the Supreme Lord. What then can be said of the petty dominion and assets of mortal men? Introduction. Of all sadhusanga, the foremost is the service of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master, or Sadguru. First, by Sri Prabuddha. Thus, a person in search of the ultimate good should surrender to the Guru who knows well the Vedic scriptures, Shabda Brahman, and the Supreme Absolute Lord, Parabrahman, and for whom the mundane world holds no charm whatsoever. Introduction. At the lotus feet of that Sadguru, divine relationship, practice and objective, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan, are all achieved. And the verse by Sri Prabuddha. Those divine practices of pure devotional service that please the self-giving Sri Hari, that is, who gives himself to his devotees, will be learned by continuously serving such a guru with full sincerity, knowing him to be one's dearmost well-wishing friend and the supremely worshipful embodiment of Sri Hari. Introduction. Devotional service rendered to the devotee bestows the highest fruit. The verse by Sri Kulashekar. O Supreme Lord of all beings, O slayer of the demons Madhu and Kaitabha, this is the purpose of my life, this is my prayer, and this is your grace, that you will remember me as your servant, a servant of a servant of a Vaishnava, a servant of a servant of such a servant of a Vaishnava, and a servant of a servant of the servant, of a Vaishnava's servant's servant. Introduction. Service to the Lord's devotee is not a trifling matter. And verse by Sri Deshikacharya. Some people take shelter in the path of action, karma, while others take shelter in the path of knowledge, jnana. But as far as we are concerned, we have chosen the sandals of the servants of Lord Hari as the only refuge. Introduction. Exclusive dedication is born from service to the devotees. And the verse by Sri Kulashekhar. My friends may forsake me, and my traditional teachers may denounce me, but the light of my life will always be Sri Govinda, the personification of divine ecstasy. Introduction. Supramundane attachment also develops. And the verse by Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. The scriptures may say whatever they have to say in their various areas of jurisdiction, and the expert logicians may interpret them as they wish. But as far as I am concerned, the sweet nectar of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Chandra is my life and soul. Introduction. An earnest aspiration to achieve perfection in devotional service. And the verse by Sri Yamunacharya. When will I bloom in a life of servitude as your eternal devotee? My heart pacified due to all other desires being consumed by engagement in your uninterrupted service. Introduction. The aspiration to attain to the perfection of becoming an associate servitor of the Lord. Verse by Sri Yamunacharya. O my Lord, please lead me into the glance of those great devotees who, in their heart's aspiration to only once behold your divine form, consider sense enjoyment and liberation to be like straw, and whose separation is unbearable for even you. Introduction. The realization of the nature of unconditional devotion. Verse by Sri Bhavamangal Thakur. O Supreme Lord, if our devotion for you were more steadfast, your adolescent form would naturally arise, appear within our hearts. Then there would not be the slightest necessity to pray for the triple pursuits of religiosity, gain and sensual desire, dharma, artha and karma, and their negation in the form of liberation, mukti, because mukti will personally attend us as a concomitant subsidiary fruit of devotion in the form of deliverance from ignorance. Her hands cupped in prayer, like a preordained maidservant, and the fruits of bhakti, that is, transitory pleasure culminating in attainment of heaven, we eagerly await their orders from us should any necessity arise for them in the service of your lotus feet. Introduction. The super excellence of devotion in the mood of Vrindavan. And the verse by Sri Raghupati Upadhyaya. Of persons afraid of material existence, some worship the Shruti scriptures, Vedas, and some worship the Smriti scriptures, the supplementary religious codes, and others worship the Mahabharata. But as far as I am concerned, I worship Sri Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Absolute Truth is playing. Introduction. The path to devotion in the Vrindavan conception. And the verse is by Sri Rupa Goswami, with a Bengali verse by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, translated as follows in verse form. When Krishna's name, form, nature, and pastimes divine are heard from Sri Gurudev, one's heart awakes in song. As pure chanting ensues, remembrance is attained. Thus chanting and remembering, step by step, ascent is gained. Those engaging tongue and mind, who begin to relish nectar, adore Sri Krishna, following the residence of Braja. Reside always in Braja, within the heart's devotion. Surely you must accept the nectar of this nectar of instruction. Introduction. The comparative ontological conception of devotion in Vrindavan. And the verse, which is by Sri Rupa Goswami, has a Bengali verse following it by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is translated in verse form as follows. Higher than Vaikuntha is Mathura city, since there occurred the advent of Sri Krishna Chandra Hari. Better than Mathura is Vrindavan, the holy place, where Lord Hari enjoyed the joyous dance of amorous grace. Above Vrindavan Dham is Govardhan Hill, the lifter of the hill and his consort there did intimately revel. Even higher than Govardhan Hill is the banks of Radhakund, that the sweetheart of Gokula overfloods sweet love abound. Who would select for his worship any other place, disregarding this sacred pond at Govardhana's base? Such a foolish fellow surely can't be found. The highest abode of love divine is the banks of Radhakund. Introduction. The proper approach to realize one's eternally perfect divine identity in the Vrindavan mellow of devotion. And the verse is by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, with an explanatory verse in Bengali by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, translated as follows, in verse form. 1. The Divine Master. 2. Sri Vrindavan. 3. The residence of Sri Vrindavan. 4. The pure Vaishnavas. 5. The Brahmana section. 6. The worshipful mantra. 7. The holy name. 8. A yearning to serve the couple divine. Adore these 8 with utmost dedication. O dear mind, I implore thee at thy feet. Already we have learned the essence. Nothing but Lord Krishna's service dispels the soul's illusory experience. Duty, knowledge, penance, meditation, all are really exploitation. None can free us from action and reaction. Cast them all aside, O my brother. Sing the glory of good faith, our mother, whose grace alone bestows pure devotion. Banish your pride forever. O my mind, your 8 goals remember. Adore them with a heart that is sincere. Aspiring for that devoted heart, at Sri Das Goswami's feet, this Bhaktivinoda makes his prayer. Introduction. A prayer to taste the nectar of devotion in Vrindavan, Rajaras, non-different from serving the holy name in pure devotion, Nama Bhajan. And the verse is by Sri Rupa Goswami. O Agahadammana, O Yashodanandana, O Nandasuno, O Kamalanayana, O Gopichandra, O Vrindavanendra, O Pranatakaruna, O Krishna, you have appeared in many divine forms such as these. Therefore, O Lord, who are known by these holy names, kindly let my fondness for you flourish. Introduction. Divine aspiration in separation is favorable to perfection. Verse by a votary. O lotus-eyed Lord, when will I dance on the banks of the Yamuna, chanting your holy name with tears in my eyes? Introduction. Serving the holy name in pure devotion, Nam Bhajan, in the pain of separation is favorable to achieve union with the Lord. And the verse by the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra is from the Shikshastakam. O Lord, when will my eyes be adorned with tears of love, flowing like waves? When will my words choke with ecstasy? And when will the hairs of my body stand erect while chanting your holy name? Thus ends the third chapter, Acceptance of the Favorable, Words of Nectar from the Devotees, in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality.